thundering through the underbrush, crunching through twigs and fallen leaves. Horses ride on the heels of the pursuant. Ethan hollers, "Let's flank 'em. You go left, I'll go right," Jules yells.
"Okay, now!"
They separate and put on a burst of speed, reaching the flanks of the runner.
"Stop, you fool, we need to speak,"
shouts Jules. Ethan and his horse rush in front of the man and are able to head him off, the man grinding to a halt with sweat beads running down his forehead. "What did you chase me for, huh? All we did was call to you. You're the one that took off, you dolt." "Well, who wouldn't? Knights coming at you, you get skittish," said the village man.
"We understand,"
replied Jules.
"But someone told us you might know where we can find a certain doctor. Goes by the name of Newshire."
"Yeah, I know Dr. Newshire. Came to help when my mom was passing. He lives in Friar Village, about 2 days' journey that way." Ethan replies, "Thank you, sir. You've done us a good deed. You can go on your way." Jules turns to Ethan.
"Well, let's go find Newshire right down at the Friar."